This is Surfing Through Cinema. I'm your host, Hawaii Harry. Today I'll be discussing the next film for Cinephile Week. From Fritz Lang, director of Metropolis and M, this episode is all about Dr. Mabuse the Gambler from 1922. Okay, so now we'll get into the plot to Dr. Mabuse the Gambler. So, it's divided into two parts, and originally in theaters, these were released separately. So part one is called The Great Gambler, A Picture of the Time, and part two, Inferno, A Game for the People of Our Age. And each of them is approximately 2 hours long, and which is why they separated them, made two parts out of them. So I'll be reviewing each of them one part at a time. So I'll start out with part one. So Dr. Mabuse uses his disguises and hypnotizes people so that he can win at gambling. And he's got some great makeup and whatnot, and great wigs and mustaches and whatnot. And they did a really good job at disguising and hiding the actor who played him. Because there were instances, even with a fake nose too, it really did look like another person. It didn't look like the main actor. So, just a shout out to the people who did put that together. I think that was really, really well done. So anyways, back to the plot. He creates a fake panic at the stock market, which in turn makes him very rich. And he's doing all kinds of schemes like that to make more money. And usually through his methods of hypnotizing and getting into people's heads, like telekinesis. He uses all kinds of schemes to swindle and make more money. And his biggest thing, hence the name of the title, is with poker. He's heavily involved in all kinds of games, dressed up as all kinds of people. And with this, he's able to win just about any game he plays, because he's able to manipulate the players. And in the case of Edgar Hull here, Dr. Mabuse convinces him that he doesn't have any good cards, even though in reality he probably would have won with that hand of cards, right? And so that significantly hurts Hull's reputation as a good person. And this catches the attention of an investigator named Norbert von Wenck, who has noticed very similar situations going on all around Berlin. There's all kinds of people who all of a sudden did something completely irrational for a few seconds and then snap to and have no memory of ever doing it. So he's investigating that, and he decides to go undercover at one of these poker games to see if he can identify the suspect. And of course, Dr. Mabuse, he's there, but he's dressed up in all kinds of in this crazy one of those like Civil War era lamb chop beard combo things, and it's also connected to his hair. It looks really crazy, so he looks like a really old man. And he tries to convince Dr. Mabuse tries to convince Van Wenck to call in, you know, to say that his cards are bad. And but Wenck, he has a lot stronger grit and wit than anyone else that has experienced before, and he just pushes through it, keeps saying, no, I'm not going to do it. To the point where Dr. Mabuse causes a scene by pretending to have a heart attack. And so Van Wenck realizes it's this man that he needs to investigate and follow. Dr. Mabuse finds out that Hull, who he tricked earlier, is actually an informant for Van Wenck. So he orders Hull to be killed, and he plots a kill to kill both of them. And he is killed in front of a police station. And then Carabasso, who's been working with Dr. Mabuse, she's taken in as prisoner, as an informant. And they're continually interrogating her to try to find out more about this crime syndicate that Dr. Mabuse has going on. While this is going on, the Count just, he's like, forget about her, you know, we don't need her anyway. He falls in love with a countess, and he decides to take her for his own. So he hypnotizes her husband to cheat in poker. And in the process of her freaking out and whatnot, he knocks her out and kidnaps her. and takes her back to his lair. And so that's the plot to part one. Now we'll get into the plot for part two. So part two, Inferno, a game for the people of our age. The Count, his name is Count Told, he goes to Dr. Mabuse for some psychological help with his cheating at poker. He just can't figure out why on earth he would ever do that, because he had never cheated. He hardly ever played poker either. But the Count doesn't realize that Dr. Mabuse is actually the cause of him cheating at poker. And to keep him under control, Mabuse makes a bunch of hallucinations happen that freak out Count Told. And then we cut to Carabosa, who's still in prison. And after a lot of thinking about it, Mabuse realizes she may actually crack and tell the cops everything that went on. And so he orders her to be killed, and doing so with with poison, which is delivered to the prison, and she, out of respect for Dr. Mabuse, she takes it anyways and ends up dying. And Mabuse, he keeps trying to get the Countess to forget it all and run away with him, and she just keeps refusing. So he decides, you know what, I'm going to take matters in my own hands. And he telepathically tells Count Told to kill himself by cutting himself with a razor blade. And Von Wenk, he's the investigator, he's called to check the suicide to see what happened. And he learns that Dr. Mabuse was the psychologist that was meeting with Count Told before the suicide. And so he confronts him, and Dr. Mabuse is like, it must have been this magician I know who would have put him under a trance. That's probably what happened. And so Van Wenk goes undercover to investigate at one of this magician shows, which in turn is actually Dr. Mabuse dressed up as a magician with a really long beard, scraggly hair, and he purposely has his arm hidden so it looks like he's just a one-armed man. And, you know, Mabuse, totally fed up with Van Wenk, decides to hypnotize him as one of the volunteers and has him go drive a car off a cliff. And just as he's about to drive off, though, Van Wenk's men save him and pull him off the car before it goes off. And Van Wenk, he realizes, you know, he's under a trance, and he realizes this is the man who I saw earlier who tried hypnotizing me when we were playing poker. So that's the guy. That's the guy we need to go after. And realizes it is actually Dr. Mabuse. So they corner him at his house, and they get into a shootout. A few of Dr. Mabuse's men end up dying, and he escapes through a sewer connection. And he ends up where he has blind men who are helping him out earlier with the counterfeit money for the fake stock market panic. But he starts to go crazy because he can't escape the area. All the doors are locked and shut. He can't open any of them. And he starts to hallucinate and see all the people he manipulated and tricked earlier in the film, including Hull, Carabosa, and a few others, Count Told. And they start terrorizing him as ghosts. And he just goes absolutely crazy. And the police are able to find him, and they take him away in custody, and he's just totally insane now. You could tell he's lost it all. Okay, so that's the plot to parts 1 and 2 of Dr. Mabuse the Gambler. I'm going to go on a break real quick, but first here's a message from our sponsor. This podcast is brought to you by Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Here's how. It's totally free. There are tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast from your computer and even your cell phone. But that's not all. Anchor distributes your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many, many more. You could even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. Anchor is everything you need to make a complete podcast all in one small place. So go on and download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today. Okay, so now that we're back from our break, I'm going to get into my personal views on Dr. Mabuse the Gambler, parts 1 and 2. So, personally, I didn't like it as much as I wanted to. I really wanted to like this series, and I think two ways I might have liked it more. One of two ways. either they trimmed it down and combined the two into a 2.5 hour long film, because there were many long takes that lasted good 5-6 minutes. It definitely felt more like a stage play than it did a film. And I could understand, you know, film was just starting to develop into its own medium. So I imagine they took a lot of theatrical elements, because that was commonplace at the time. But nevertheless, I really think this could have been a 2.5 hour long film. So either they did that, or for myself, I should have just watched part one day, part two another day, instead of trying to cram it all into one. So if you really want to watch this film, it is on the 1001 Movies to See Before You Die. I highly recommend watching each part on a different day, not all at once. You know, I thought, you know, being a fan of Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit and whatnot, and, you know, Lawrence of Arabia, I've been through movies that are even longer than this one. I thought, okay, yeah, I could do this. You know, I don't recommend that. I really don't. I really recommend splitting it up. It's not very fast-paced. You know, it definitely feels old, very old, compared to other silent films I've seen. So, yeah, personally, I didn't like it as much. And that being said, though, the camera techniques and special effects used, I think, were phenomenal. Considering the film is almost 100 years old, it's impressive. There were some instances where they overlaid scenes over each other, so it looked like, you know, Dr. Mabuse was going into people's heads, like staring them down like this. And it was really, really well done. And even ghosts, they did really well with that. They looked like they were see-through people. In that aspect, they did really well. It's definitely a really well-put-together science fiction aspect. I think I like Fritz Lang's other work more, especially Metropolis, which only came out 5 years after this, by the way. I feel like that one is more timeless. This one, from my understanding, was really popular when it came out. So I think it really is a product of its time and its culture. You know, this film's in German, by the way. All the title cards, they're in German. And they have English subtitles beneath, but sometimes, just because there's so much in the inner tile, that you can't read what the subtitles are saying. So, if you don't know any German and would really, you know, would like to watch it, just keep that in mind. You probably won't be able to read a lot of what's going on. So, because of that, it was hard for me to follow. And that's on my part. You know, I don't know any German and whatnot. And again, I try to watch all 4.5 hours of it. I shouldn't have done that. I should have split it up. So, because of all this, and again, I think it may change in the future. I'm willing to give it a second chance in a couple years or whatnot. So, for the time being, though, I give it a 5 out of 10. There are elements I really liked, like I said, the special effects and the makeup work they did for Dr. Mabuse himself. I really liked the different disguises they did. Really well executed. They did a really good job on that. But it took a long time for things to happen, and it's really hard to follow the plot, you know, like I said, because of the intertitles. And many of the scenes are long and drawn out. And I'll be honest, it could be very long and very boring. I wanted to like this more. I really did. This seemed right up my alley. But unfortunately, I didn't. So this time it's going to be a 5 out of 10. Alright, well, those are my thoughts and feelings on Dr. Mabuse the Gambler. Next time, I'll be discussing the next film for Classic Hollywood Week, starring Gene Kelly and Debbie Reynolds. This episode is all about Singing in the Rain. Alright, well, until next time, this has been Surfing Through Cinema with Hawaii Harry. Take care. Thank you for listening to Surfing Through Cinema. Make sure to check us out on Facebook at Surfing Through Cinema with Hawaii Harry and on Instagram with Surfing Through Cinema. We also have a website,
www.anchor.fm/surfingthroughcinema, where you can learn more details on upcoming episodes and on past episodes.